see those as materially different. So the issues web was having, were having, were not necessarily related to maintenance, but really more about project execution and management of their vendors. So there was a large project that they had undertaken, the RECIP Phase 4 project, and they had a really difficult time to get that project to completion. And I think they actually just completed it recently here, last week. There wasn't that long ago, but it took a while to get to done. But that issue is not the same as maintenance. Elmar's key issues, frankly, are related to a lack of maintenance performed over a number of years, and now they've identified that issue, and they're trying to correct. So again, we see the issues as different. I don't think that there's going to be a quick turnaround in the next week or two that's going to improve the reliability of the grid. The reality is, and I tried to highlight this earlier, is that the reliability of the grid did not degrade overnight, and it's going to take time to turn that around. And again, we think Elmar is doing the right things, and they're being smart, and they're trying to learn from all of their experiences, and everything that they can do within their power, they're going to do. Big push for maintenance coming in now, and I know the Elmar team's working hard at that. The supply of additional transformers and poles and switchgear, that is later this year. So once we sort of work down our backlog of equipment, there will be a little bit of a time lapse there where maintenance is going to lag, and then it'll pick up again later in the year. Yeah, sure. So I'm not sure we view it that way, and I don't know that I would use the word that you use about the shakedown. I think really the issue more is, you know, the team at Elmar is working hard, and you know they're frankly working in what we characterize as a fix-it-now mode, right? They're constantly repairing things as they break, and they're doing the best that they can to keep the grid up and reliable. And as a result of that, you know, periodic planned maintenance has fallen by the wayside. And we really think the step change needed here is to stand up that PMO so we have people dedicated to the maintenance so they're not distracted and they're doing the things that need to be done. I don't see it as an organizational failure per se. I just see it as they need additional resources, both equipment and personnel, to get this initiative done.